You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Follow your heart, do what seems right to you, what makes you feel good. All right, yesterday, last night, we had a great time with the single people. And guess what? They came up with basically their own pickup lines. All right? Very quick, sabi niya nga, alam mo ba ang love ko sa iyo ay parang si Buzz Lightyear? Because it's infinity and beyond. Oh, grabe naman. Hindi niyo kilala si Buzz Lightyear? All right? Sabi naman ng isa, fishbowl ka ba? Because you make my heart tusok, tusok. Galing. Fishbowl ka. Eh, sabi ng isa, merienda ka ba? Kasi, I want to show my love for you and hope you love me too. Grabe na to. Alright. Ito, masasabi mo bang masahal pa ako sa hayop at malansang isda? Eh kung mas mahal pa kita sa sarili nating wika. Grabe naman. Masabi mo dyan? Sino may mga nag-attend ng I Love kagabi? Sino yung nagbumili ng ticket hindi nakarating? Dahil wala ka susuotin. O ba traffic? Pero alam mo ba, merong, I mean, with our love different, you know what happened? There's this guy and a girl who was attending this. And actually, nag-uusap sila, sabi ganun nung guy dun sa girl, alam mo, dun sa love different natin, galing ano? Oh, napakagaling talaga, pero sa totoo lang, alam mo, bagay sa'yo yung topic, love different. Bagay sa akin, ba't naman, ano naman kinalaman? Bagay kasi, kakaiba ka eh. Ano naman yun kung kakaiba ako? You know what? Gusto ko pag minahal kita, yung kakaiba parang love different. Sabi naman. May ganun ba si Pastor Winston? O, isa pa. Isa pa. Alright. Sabi na nagatid sa 3 o'clock p.m. sa isang guy, sa isang girl. Sabi nga yun, love different. Sabi niya, you know what? Parang gusto ko matapos na yung love different. Ang tagal, 3 weeks. Ano ka ba naman? Ang galing, ang dami ko natutunan about love. 3 weeks lang to, gusto mo na matapos. Ano, kating-kating na ako? Gusto ko na talaga matapos. Eh, bakit ba? Kasi, I can't wait to love you different. Grabe naman. Eh, yung nag-attend kagabi ng I Love. Alam nyo ba yung nag-attend kagabi ng I Love? Yung mga singles. Yung nag-I Love. Kagabi, mga singles, nasa kamay. O, tanong nyo sa akin kung kanino galing to. Kasi, ito yung nangyari. Eh, the first time. Tuwa-tuwa lahat. Kasi I Love. Sabi nung isa, alam mo, sa totoo lang, parang bitin ako eh. Kulang yung I Love. Ano ka ba? First time natin, 280 ang umate na singles. First time na Victory Metro East singles, 280. Tapos bitin ka. Ano ba ibig sabihin? Sa totoo lang talaga, bitin ako, kulang. Eh, bakit kulang? Kasi ikaw yung kulang eh. I love you. Sabi naman, sino kaya yon? Let's get back to the scripture. All right, Jeremiah 17 verse 9 says, the heart is the most deceitful. Not just deceitful, the most deceitful. Yet desperately wicked. How bad it is. If there's anything that the scripture pertains that is wicked, all its nature, so bad that you can never tell how bad that is. It's deceitful. It can fool you. It can let you live this world with such a lie. You know where it all comes from? It's your heart. The Bible tells us the bottom line is basically the heart of men. It is foolish. That's why when you follow your heart, a lot of people could make such a big mistake. It's a disaster. And I know that you know that one way or the other, we made such a bad call in our own life. And it hurts you so much. There's such pain that if you go back again to that, the same situation, you would say, I don't want to do it. And the worst is, people started to pinpoint some of the reason why they feel that way. I tell you, that's the way the world moves and let our life lives. It's not what other people say that we need to point out. It's basically what you have decided because you made a foolish call, because it comes from your heart. You followed your heart. Are you here with me? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. It says here, above all else, guard your heart. For it is the wellspring of life. The Bible tells us to guard our hearts at all costs. To protect it. To shield it. Why? Because if we're not going to protect our hearts, guess what? We might make decisions based that comes from our desires, our own feelings, our own ways that we think it's right. But deep within, you still know it's not supposed to be my decision. I have not protected. I have not shielded. I have not guarded my own heart. Folks, never give in to the temptation to follow your heart. Never give in. If you will give in, it's a disaster. I promise you that. You've seen it, you've felt it, you've done it, and you don't want to do it again. That's why the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. Last week, Pastor Winston did talk about a love story of Rebecca, all right, and Isaac. And there's so many things that we learn about it, isn't it? Today, we're going to focus on another love story, which is the story of Boaz and Ruth. Everybody say Boaz and Ruth. In fact, I'd like to encourage you to read that in the Old Testament. There's only 4 chapters, all right? It talks about their love story. How did it all started? Well, we're going to talk about that and basically get some things, some good stuff in order for us not to follow our hearts, but follow what the Word of God based on their story. Is that okay? Are you ready for this? Great. Well, just to give you a background, there was this woman by the name of Naomi. And what happened was, okay, they're living in Moab. And Moab is a place where people worship idols. So they call it Moabites, or Babae Moabites, all right? And so Naomi, who basically had a husband, she lost the husband, and she lost 2 of her sons who had wives with them. No, walang anak, all right? Walang apo. So nag-asawa lang sila ng mga taga-Moabites. So one of them by the name of Ruth. And so what happened, since namatay na yung mga asawa ng mga taga-Moabites, sabi niya ganun, I have to go back to my land. And I want to stay there. In fact, you're not going to bear me some sons, or hindi naman ako magkakaapo. So I release you. Okay, go back and find a husband for you. And all right, God bless you. I want to go back to my own land and worship my God there. And so her daughters-in-law went back to Moab, but this lady stick it out to her by the name of Ruth, and I hope we could learn something from her. And so I want to open right now our Bibles in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 to 18, which she said, but Ruth replied, don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. Teka, parang ano yan, parang may... Parang, come lately, been wondering, there will be there to take my place. Oh, then, yeah. Kasi biblical yun, kung matanong, the calling. Di ba sa Bible kasi may the calling eh. Well, to the 40 years old up, I'm sorry to say, you know, I know it's hard for you to relate, but for us 30-year-olds old down, you know, we could talk about that later on. Talk about the calling, all right? So you go wherever I'll go wherever you go. All right. Anyway, let's continue. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people and your God, my God. Verse 17. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you and me. When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her. All right? Think about this. This lady had such a choice. But she looked up to this woman, not just a mother-in-law, but as a mentor, as an example, as a person who will guide her. In fact, the people, their loved ones was lost. But I want to follow this person. I want to follow wherever she goes. And part of the deal is, I've seen her life. She's been an example. She worshiped her God. And I want to follow exactly the way she lived, her life, her faith, her worship, everything about her spiritually, I want to follow. Here's a lesson. Follow not your heart, but God. Are you here with me? Follow not your heart, but God. You know, it will be difficult for people to follow their heart if they're following God, period. Can you say amen? But for some, I guess it's still a battle. And please, stay in there. Don't rebuke the temptation. You go and win that battle for you, because what God wants is that we may able to follow Him wholeheartedly, not just half-heartedly. And speaking about that, listen, Pastor Winston pointed out last week that if you are a Christian, you cannot enter into a relationship to somebody who is not a follower of God as well. Eh, pero pastor, close na siya eh. Nag-a-attend na siya ng service. In fact, nandito siya ngayon. Pastor, close na talaga siya eh. Kinisisend ko parati ng text message about the Word of God. Gustong-gusto niya. Malapit na siya. Listen to this. I don't know for you, but the Bible says you can let darkness and light come together. I've seen how people's lives has been a mess because they end up with someone who is not a believer. It's chaos. And I want to say it as a pastor. I want to say it. You don't want to do that. You don't want to go that route. No matter who the person is, may pera pa yan, maganda pa yan, ganda ng wangkatan yan. It doesn't matter. What we want to see are people also who follows God exactly like you. Can you say amen? And in fact, I want to say this, not because also a person is a Christian, then you're going to eye someone as a Christian. I'm going to explain that later on. Here's the deal. Follow not your heart, but we follow God. If we follow God, and all things will come to the right place. Can you say amen? Amen. Number two. In Ruth chapter 3, very interesting that aside from Ruth following Naomi, there was a point wherein Naomi spoke to her life. Here's the story. Verse 1 to 5. One day Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, "My daughter, should I not try to find a home for you where you will be well provided for? Is that Boaz, whose servant girls you have been a kinsman of ours? Tonight he will be winnowing barley at the threshing floor. Wash and perfume yourself and put on your best clothes. Then go down to the threshing floor, but let him know you are there until he has finished eating and drinking. When he lies down, note the place where he's lying. Then go and uncover his feet and lie down. He will tell you what to do." Now, here's a point. Naomi was not telling Ruth, "Ruth, you better prepare. You better prepare for the man. All you need to do is to beautify yourself. Wear that lingerie. All right. Go right there on the man's feet and let the blossom of love come forth." No, please. That is not the context here. she was not introducing seductive ways, okay, to the person, to Ruth. It was a practice during that time that servant girls would serve inside their tent. And that's basically the context, all right? So there's no malice here. But the point of the matter is, here's what Ruth says, I will do, verse 5, I will do whatever you will what? Say. This is so important. Follow not your heart, but godly leaders and their counsel. Follow not your heart, but godly leaders and their counsel. In fact, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 15 says, fools think their own way is right, but the wise will listen to others. How many of us here wants to be wise? Great. Here's what it says. It's either you are a fool or you are wise. What's the difference? Fools are people who make their decisions by the way they feel. Follow your heart. By the way it seems good to them. Follow your heart. They make decisions according to their ways. That's why it ends up with chaos, foolishness. But people who are wise would seek counsel, will go to the right person for guidance, for prayer, to stand with them, to telling them, hey, look, I don't want to be alone in this. I'm making a major decision, especially getting into a relationship, and I want to make sure that there are people who have a say on this. Are you here with me? Bible tells us in Proverbs 19:20, listen to advice and accept what? Instruction. And in the end, you'll be what? Wise. All right. I remember one time, I was so consumed in doing the works of the ministry. I got saved when I was 19. And when I reached 26 years of age, I have such passion that there is a battle cry in my heart. And the battle cry goes, I want to get married by the age of 30. All right? That's the time that I'm going to get married, the age of 30. And so I was so consumed about the ministry. I would go missions, all right? Go to the campuses, do all the stuff, all right, as God asks us to do regarding discipleship and leadership. And so I was so consumed about God. And I remember telling God, God, if you knew that I'm going to get saved, then Lord, you knew exactly who the right person is. There was a moment that I started to like a person, all right? And I started to know the person, build relationship, and with other great women in the church. And so, but this person was started to such a feeling that I don't want to end up just making a decision just by myself. And I started to like the person. So I asked one of our pastor that time, our senior pastor was Pastor Luther Mancao. All right. So our legendary, all right. Pastor of the whole Victory Movement. And so I asked him, Pastor Luther, I just like this lady. I love this lady. And so what do you think? All right. What do you think about this? When will you get married, Mark? I said, 30. Here's what he said. Mark, forget it. If you're not gonna ask her for marriage next week, forget it. It's not going to happen. But my heart is for 30. 30, it doesn't have to. You're marriageable. You've done everything you can as a single person. I think it's time for you to consider. And so, you mean to say next week? Why not? If you love her, then go for it. Guess what? I started planning everything. Or at a restaurant and buy something, flowers, try to. So when I asked Rizelle, all right, not just to be my girlfriend, but really, I want to get married. You know what she said? Here's what she said. If you didn't ask me, sometime this month, I have a thought of dropping you and consider others. I didn't know that she was also praying for me. We end up together. And I thank God for godly counsel. that my pastor, who knows me very well, who spoke to my life, and he said, you better go for it. Don't wait for that. That's just you. Don't, in other words, here's what he's saying. Mark, don't follow your heart. Are you getting this? It is so important. And I just want to say this, as leaders, as pastors, whenever we give counsel, we want to make sure that, yes, Pastor Luther gave me a practical way, a practical answers. But if there are situations that needs more counseling, guess what? I just want to assure everyone that our counsel should be based upon God's word and God's word alone. Are you here with me?
Yes.
Why? Because as leaders, here's the point. We don't make decisions for you. If you ask us for counsel, ano bang gagawin ko rito, Pastor? Hindi ko alam. But all I know is, whatever your situation, I have a word for you. I want you to seek God. Alright? I will pray for you. For you to come up with that right decision so you could hear from God. Because I'm not the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense? Even as pastors, I just want to say, we're not here, all right, to call somebody for you to get married to whoever. But we want to make sure you do it the right way. Why? Because we are not gods. We're just here to serve you. And we want to make sure that we do it the right way by pointing you to God and know His Word as the manual for life so that you will come up with the right decision that you will never regret. Can you say amen to that? You don't give our suggestion, not our opinion, but based from the Word of God. I remember when I got saved, all right? When I got saved, when I was 19 years of age, I was young in church, excited about victory groups, excited about UST, preaching the gospel, doing this and that. And Pastor Steve was there, and I have something to ask him, because when I got saved, I have a girlfriend that time, and I have some flings, all right? So with a girlfriend, we're steady, and some flings, because I was a basketball player, so I got saved, all right? And so Pastor Steve, who's obviously doesn't look like that when back in 1989, I'm sorry. He was there at the back during the service, and I have a girlfriend, and sometimes it bothers me in a way, in a bit, and so I asked the man, I went ahead of the man, approached the man, and said, hi, Pastor Steve, my name is Mark. Hi, Mark, how are you? How's your ESD? Yeah, and so, Pastor, they have something to ask you. Yeah. And I said, Pastor Steve, is it true that if you're a Christian, that you're not supposed to have a girlfriend? You know what? He didn't give me an answer. He opened the Bible, showed it to me. All right, and here's what he said. All right, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. Now, remember, I have a girlfriend that time. It says here, do not rebuke an older man harshly. Okay? So that's why I have such respect with Pastor Winston, Pastor Alfred, and Pastor Earl. I look up to these guys, and guys, listen, I don't rebuke them. I have such respect to these guys here. But we exhort them, all right, as our father. So please make sure if you see Pastor Winston, you don't call him Pastor anymore. Call him Father Winston, all right, Father Alfred, all right. So here's what it says. Treat younger men as brothers, all right? Older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. So to all of you single guys, to all of your students, I had that situation. I had a girlfriend for years, huh? For years. Not a Christian. When I look at this, Pastor Steve didn't say, Mark, you're out of your mind. He didn't say that. He didn't make a comment. He showed me the word. When I read this, younger women as sisters with absolute purity. Guess what? The first thing that come to my mind is my very sister. We're 7 in siblings and I'm the last one. I have 2 sisters, number 5 and number 2. And I thought of my sister Maite, where I never recall a time wherein we hold our hands together and walk in the park, you know, and basically try to make subo or something, all right? And we go to theater just by ourselves. And I never recall putting my arms around her and kissing her in the neck and just kiss her. And when I heard this, when I saw this, it just like a slap in my face. I said, Lord, this pastor didn't make a decision for me. That's the word of God. And it's as clear as crystal. I have to treat younger women as sisters with absolute purity. No malice, nothing at all. But absolute purity. Guess what? It took a while. But I thank God for such a man who gave me that word. That after that, I said, there's no other person that I'm going to get into a relationship other than a person that I know it's really from God. Are you here for me? Are you here today? Listen, it's the word of God. We have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can convict you. I am not. We're not. But it's God who will show you the way so that you make a decision to honor God. Can you say amen to that? And for all the parents who are here, how many parents do we have here? Lift up your hands. Great. Parents, this is not parenting 101. But there are moments where parents, when they give counsel and advice to their children, guess what? There's a bias on some issues wherein they give counsel on what they want for their children other than what God wants for them. I'm serious. Especially in terms of business. And tell, you can't tell your children, this is what I want for you. You can't dictate on your children, you better be good at this because this is what, no. You prepare your kids to make that decision that comes from the word. You show them the word, but not manipulate them in a way that because you have your own agenda. Are you here with me? I've seen people, and it breaks my heart. They're following God, but sometimes it's still the agenda of the moms and dads, but not God's. Guess what? You know, I have children too, and my heart for them is not to be a pastor like me. All right? I know they have a calling in life. I'm not going to dictate on them. You know, I'm teaching them how to read their Bibles and hear from God and pray. They've been asking me, how do you hear from God, Dad? I'm teaching them how. Why? Because one day they're going to hear God just like we all do because we have the Holy Spirit in us. They're going to have their own decisions in life. So I'm teaching them how to hear. Whether they end up as a boxer like Manny Pacquiao, it's up to them. I'm not going to stand in the way if that's what God wants. If God wants them to be a driver, hey, go for it. If that's what God wants, if God wanted them to be somebody else, they don't have to be a pastor like me. The goal is not for them to be like me, but the goal is for them to hear from God, to know God's purpose and His own heart for them so that it will be well for them in their lives. Can you say amen to that? Great. Again, number two. It's number two, follow not your heart, but godly leaders and counsel. Now let's go to number three. This is very interesting. All right? Ruth chapter 3, verse 9 to 13, here's what it says. Who are you? Boaz asked. I'm your servant Ruth, she said. Spread a corner of your garment over me, since you are a kinsman redeemer. The Lord bless you, my daughter, he replied. This kindness is greater than which you showed earlier. You have not run after younger men, whether rich or poor. Okay? And now, my daughter, don't be afraid. I will do for you all you ask. All my fellow townsmen know that you are a woman of noble character. For the sake of time, I'm not going to go into the whole context of this whole scripture. But here's the point. Here is Boaz seeing something with his lady. And she was stunned. She was amazed. She didn't see the beauty of the person, but she'd seen the beauty inside of Ruth. It says there, there's this kindness that is greater that Ruth showed. Not only that, she's not the person who would run after younger men, who would seduce them and show affection and show that Ruth would like to have relationship with other guys. He said, you are a woman of noble character. What's the point here? Well, here's the point. Men and women, follow not your heart, but godly character in choosing your mate. Let's say this with me right now. Follow not your heart, but godly character in choosing your mate. Alam niyo, sa totoo lang, I remember when in Victory, when I was serving God, I said, Lord, do you know the person I'm going to get married to? And that's my problem. That's your problem. I'm going to focus in what you want me to do. All right, as a campus evangelist, as a youth pastor, and the rest, it's you. I was not seeking. I was not creating a situation. I was not running for ladies in the church. I was focused on doing what God wants. And I remember one time, first time I encountered this lady who's my wife right now. All right, and the first time, according to my wife, now, when she saw me, you know what she said? Ang yabang naman itong taon to. Yabang. Kala mo kung sino. Ano ba naman ang tingin sa akin ng... Eh, nung nakita ko rin siya, sabi ko, dira. Baduy naman ito, parang dahaling probinsya. Okay. Guys, listen, there was a shade with both of us. She was from PUP. I was from Rex. I was from UST. And, you know, when you're from UST, obviously you have pride, right? Okay. Right, Matt? Okay. So anyway, we just know each other. We're so consumed. You know, we're just doing what needs to be done on campus, reaching the students. All right, just be faithful what God wants us to do. And all of a sudden, that relationship, being one of the sisters in church, obviously we started to build relationship. And we were still single. And dun ho nag-start. And actually, it's all the more, there's such not as a love at first sight thing, but it's a hate at first sight. You know what I'm saying? And I began to realize the more we hate each other, the more that there's something there that you can't understand. I began to realize that this is not just, I feel like there are some ladies who were trying to get your attention, trying to be cute. But for this lady, she started not to talk to me, avoid me. And that caused me to think, I got challenged. I mean, this lady is different. And that triggered me. All right? And I have many close friends, ladies. I promise you that. But I begin to seek God and say, draw my heart to this lady. And it took a while and say, I believe this is the lady that God has prepared for me. In fact, if I just follow my ways, hear my heart, this is my ways, this is my way of putting standards. I want to marry someone from Visayas, from Mindanao, where I would travel. When I learned, all right, that she was from Quezon just like I do, all right, I know very well she's not the person for me. But when I started to feel something, I started to rebuke. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. She's not the one. And you know, guys, listen, I begin to realize God is a matchmaker. There's no striving. We're just ending up as friends. And as I told you, I was consumed about the ministry. But there's something about this lady. Beyond the beauty, beyond the appearance, there's such kindness and compassion and just love for God and love for people. There was gentleness that I was so surprised and amazed It wasn't beauty outside, but something inside. 1 Peter chapter 3. Here's what it says. Your beauty should not come from outward adornment, such as braided hair, for the wearing of gold, jewelry, and fine clothes. Instead, it should be that of your what? Inner self and unfading. Everybody say unfading. Unfading. Beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Think about that. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible when God says, the time that the prophet Samuel was about to anoint from Jesse's family, and he saw the first one, he thought he's the man that God prepared to be king. But God spoke. He said, Samuel, I don't look what man looks at. For man looks at the outward appearance, while I, God, looks at the heart. I begin to realize when God looks at you, God gave you that look on the outside, but He's more concerned with what's inside of us, the inner beauty, the godliness, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 says, for physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. I remember one pastor would say, beauty, person is handsome in this life, skin deep lang yan. It will wear out. It will wear out. I'm in my 40s right now, and I have such great love for my wife. I thank God, if I'm going to get married, the same person. I thank God that there's lots of people who have such have great leadership ability, who could speak like me. But I don't need a preacher. I'm already one. I thank God gave me someone who's totally opposite. Someone that is a compliment to me. Someone who I know will stick to me no matter what, through thick and thin, na lahat ng baho ko. She basically embraced it. And I just want you to know, that's what love is. It's not the appearance. It's not just following the world's ways. It's the heart, the godly character in choosing your mate. Always remember this. Instead of following your heart, have a heart that follows God. Instead of following your heart, my friends, have a heart that follows God. In fact, here's the promise in Ezekiel. Ezekiel 36. Sabi rito, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you what? A heart of flesh. God knows exactly that you can change your heart. It's an internal work. It's a work of the Holy Spirit. It's a godly work. And that's why we ask of Him. That's why we repent from doing things according to our ways, our own heart. But this time, we will follow God no matter what. Why? Because what we have, what we need is a heart that follows God. And I'll assure you, we'll learn from this. As we follow God, then we begin to follow godly leaders and their counsel. We begin to follow God's standard of godliness in a person, not the ways of the world with the outside appearance, but the inner heart of a person. God says, I will give you a new heart. Can you say amen? Can we just bow our heads right now? Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everyone in this 5 p.m. service, whether they're first time, second time, they're new here. Lord, I thank you that truly you're exposing what's in our hearts. And that's why you wanted us, Lord, to encounter you and have a new heart. Lord, I pray for every one of us here that we will follow your heart and not our heart. That you will give us a new heart, a heart that follows after you, Lord. Lord, thank you that you're showing us what true love is. And true enough, Lord, we can't love unless you love us. That's why, Lord, I thank you for this moment that you're teaching us. You're establishing us at the same time to know you. The greatest experience of all is to receive your love. If you're here today and you know that you need a new heart, a pure heart, you've been a Christian for a long time, but there are decisions that you've made that somehow you're still following your heart and the Lord has convicted you of. Will you not follow your heart, but follow God? Follow this preaching of your word and be doers of his word and not follow your heart. Follow to look godly character in a person rather than judge him based on his appearance. Would you be that man? The Lord has convicted your heart. Can I pray for you that you will not be confused, but all the more these principles will be embedded with you. Could you lift up your hands if that's you today? I want to pray for you. If that's you, thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for your people. I just pray that they will not be swayed by the ways of the world, but they will fully understand your wills and your ways, that they will able to be doing things not in accordance to their heart, but accordance to your heart. Lord, I'm asking you right now, thank you for convicting their hearts. Thank you, Lord God, that you are changing them, transforming them. Thank you that for all the learning experience, those pains and hardships, Lord, thank you that you're able to straighten our crooked paths. And that's my prayer for my brothers and sisters today, Lord, that they will able to be wise, not foolish. Lord, I bless them right now, right here in the name of Jesus.